Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke pare le bahe, azunke, azunke pare le bahe, pare le bahe, la jan kase wosho, azunke, pare le bahe, vodou le bahe,
azunke pare le bahe,
azunke.
Divine all blessing, peace and love, joy and prosperity. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokur, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary. From a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, walk and work along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here on our daily journey and existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is indeed my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is October 28, 2010, and you are now listening live and in archive to the Power Lunch, High Noon and the Power Lunch. I am emanating and vibrating with you, for you, virtually, verbally, cosmically, and universally from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Taya Mecca, in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this hoodoo, obeah, spiritualist life path and journey, passing down the great obeah stick of knowledge and wisdom of healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Please do be reminded to join me live and in archive each and every Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time for 1 hour of Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes here on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, each and every day at high noon for the Power Lunch. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question or comment, be reminded to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will entertain your question or comment at my earliest convenience. My website, where I can be reached utilizing various means, virtually, cosmically, quantum metaphysically, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Please recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups in the center of the first page of my website, beginning with my House of the Divine Prince, King Group. We are true friends, divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationships, divine manifestation, divine revelations and guiding voices of divination. And visit these powerful voices in my virtual temple rooms, respectively, the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber, where you can find Papa Say featured in the King's Chamber in his archived Blog Talk Radio player, as well as the Queen Ifama in her Blog Talk Radio archived player, and Go-Go Nana Alana Omare. You can locate more contact information for my co-host, guests, and honorable mentors, respectively, on their Blog Talk Radio profiles and my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. I specialize in difficult, blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. Please also note that I have several temple groups, again, within the House of the Divine Prince website, where I offer a variety of Pan-African, world, and spiritual, religious, and magical practitioners in one convenient location from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions. Again, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. You can find these links also on my main Keen profile at www.keen.com/divine+prince. Today is October 28th, 2010, and we are sharing a Libra lunation with the moon in Cancer in the disseminating phase and the sun presently in Scorpio. Mars will also, or has already moved into Sagittarius for the first time in over 2 years. So this has created quite an interesting astrological forecast for today and the coming hours. Mark Lerner of astrology.com suggests that there will be a bit of deja vu going on in the cosmos a little over 24 hours after yesterday's Saturn-Neptune 135-degree joust in the heavens. Now it is Mercury and Uranus making the same type of fractal tie. And once Uranus was discovered on March 13, 1781, astrologers began to realize that this revolutionary outer planet had much in common with Mercury, but on a higher level of functioning. Eventually, Uranus became known as Mercury's higher octave and guardian celestial body. Whenever these two solar warriors get together, illuminating ideas can leap into existence, awakening assimilations from eager human minds. Angelic forces bring power, wisdom, and understanding into the lower quaternaries. And for you numerologists out there, that's number four. Four represents the angelic realms entering or descending into the lower quaternaries or the lower elemental earth plane existence, earth, water, fire, and air. However, this 135-degree aspect can also overstimulate the intellect, causing temporary burnout in the process. And for those of you who tend to worry and go over details, this will be a time to relax, take some deep breaths, and kind of pull back and allow a more intuitive energy to assist you in your present endeavor. In addition, Mars now in fiery Sagittarius can inflame passions and also emotional desires. So meanwhile, while deja vu is in the works, as another 135-degree connection occurs, this time between Saturn and Chiron will also assist and motivate not only passion, but also to some degree aggression. So again, we must kind of temper right now all the astrological as well as psychic and spiritual energies that are being projected at us with a certain sense of balance and understanding. Venus will continue her retrograde until November 18th and will converge at a 6-degree merge with Scorpio. So love, beauty, the arts, and social activities are all emphasized as the Earth and Venus in reverse, but also with this sun lineup in the solar system will help to, I don't want to use certain words, I'm being very careful about my selection, will help to promote and help to materialize passions, and then that energy can be applied to whatever endeavor you're looking at or operating with right now in your daily existence here on Mother, Father, Earth. So be aware that there's a lot of things going on right now in the astral bodies. And as I've said before, I want to make more of an effort to bring not so much astrology and horoscopes, but and more of an astrological forecast to the Power Lunch. I'm finding a vacuum, as it were, for that level of information, giving us that opportunity to prepare for certain changes, particularly those changes outside of our most immediate personal realm of control and understanding. For many of us, particularly those who are still struggling towards maturity in spirituality, this can only cause confusion, and we are not able to separate the two, your stuff from all the other stuff that's just kind of floating out there in the atmosphere. So I'm going to kind of refine the astrological forecast, but also continue to bring that to you here on Block Talk Radio as just another tool to assist you in moving forward along your divine spiritual journey. And today I want to talk specifically about hearing from spirit. And this is very important. It's sort of a result of some of the contacts I've had in the last few weeks or so, as well as some things that are channeling to me right now since I've been using this Tabby record keeper. And I think it's very important for us to understand the level of spirit, the presence of spirit and spirit activity here on our daily journey on our earth plane existence. Many of our world religions talk about spirit, but with all due respect, they do sort of an inadequate job at educating about spirit. To some degree, some cultures only recognize one spirit, particularly the Christianized, westernized approach we have here in the United States. And then we sort of go into a denial phase about any other spirit separate from that. And for those of you who are operating in spirit-based practices, Ifa, Yoruba, Sanfilia, Budoan, Lekone, and the like, we know the whole understanding and definition of animism is the presence of spirit in every aspect of creation and our environment. So a part of our journey to maturity, to evolving, to learning to control our spiritual destiny is to learn the discernment of spirit. Because truly we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. And I, a faithful minister, Ishu Tariri, make known to you all things as we move forward in this challenging dispensation. So we must learn to discern spirit. And a mechanism for allowing that process to take place, as I introduced to you yesterday, is to just breathe. Just take a moment to count to 10 and breathe before we spontaneously, reactionarily respond to many of the situations that we are confronted with in our personal lives, our work lives, our lives here on Mother, Father, Earth. And in so doing, consciously activate those centers in your mind, in your consciousness, that allow for the discernment of spirit. This is something I have been working with learning, studying, fine-tuning, literally since my teen years. And many people close to me, family members, friends, I'm sure can relate instances where we have maybe entered a building, entered a business, entered a residence, and I completely surrendered to that gift, that ability to discern spirit. And it could have very well saved us from negative situations, also helped to draw the more positive situation. Because I'm finding and I'm learning that many of us live in such fear, particularly at the human level, fear of the next person, of the unknown, of identity theft, crime, all the various things that go into the angst and anxiety that make it just difficult nowadays to navigate the world and trust people. And often the solution to that is not to withdraw, to isolate, to learn how to better block situations, because ultimately you end up blocking situations that could have been for your good. So the only other solution is to learn to discern spirit. Now that's easier said than done, because often spirit will go against intellect. It will go against experience sometimes. It will go against your carnal level knowledge. And it requires a certain level of humility and surrenderance to something greater than yourself, outside yourself, but also intimately connected with that inner world that many of us just don't spend quite enough time analyzing, exploring, and grasping. And truly, that's where your power is. That's where your spiritual fortitude lies. So we must learn to discern spirit. We must in this day and time, when anyone can look like anything, anyone can pretend to be anything, anyone can perpetrate anything. For truly we live in a plastic, cyclical, seasonal, relative reality and existence. So all things are in a constant state of change. And it's human nature to want to simplify that and gain a sense of order to all this data and information. And the easy way is we tend to jumble things together, lump certain things together based on experience, based on appearance, based on labels, based on titles. And this, to some degree, disconnects us from our true ability to see and to understand. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, "How else would you know a man but by their spirit?" All the illusion of physicality, of flesh, of title, are just that, an illusion. Who we truly are is at the most spiritual level, the most ethereal level, the most intangible level. And that's truly where we need to learn to navigate as we continue to grow and move forward. We are but children of, descendants of the spirit realm now manifest in flesh. So we are both earth and air. We are both fire and water. We are both animal and human. We are both physical, and spiritual. We are divine. I am without beginning or ending. I am eternal. I am free to experience life in any way I choose. My consciousness is not bound by time or space, like the universe itself. I am limitless. I am a part of a vast, unified wholeness. I am divine creation. I am divine universe. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future. My life is in divine order, and it unfolds according to a perfect divine plan. I do not strive to attain things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me. I release my grip on life. I am calm in the knowledge and awareness that all my needs are divinely taken care of. I'm open to all of life's experiences. As the moments of my life come and go, I am at peace. I do not judge these moments. I welcome them. I observe them. I accept them all. If problems arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit, and I know that they will resolve and answers will be provided. I have all the time in the world, for I am time. I am limitless. I am eternal, for my divine creators are limitless, time, and eternal. In the quiet spaces between my thoughts, they speak to me. They come to me. They instruct me, and all things become clear. My life transforms in magical, divine, and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller and insignificant. I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of serenity and knowing. My path forward is becoming clearer and clearer, like crystal clear, structured, and focused. And every day, in every way, my life becomes more and more harmonious. I trust in the natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I greatly receive all that comes my way. For all is truly a blessing if we can just see beyond the veils. For it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest mysteries of this life cycle. My consciousness is not bound by time-space. Like the universe itself, like divinity itself, like God, like goddess, the divine creators, I am divinely created. I am limitless. I am a part of a vast, unified wholeness. I am in balance. I am complete. Please do join me again here at High on tomorrow for the High Noon Power Lunch with the Divine Prince, live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana. And, of course, if you can find the time, please do join us Saturday night, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, with Hoodoo Central and Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes. And, of course, each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time for the Prince and House of the Divine Prince Live and in archives from New Orleans here on Blog Talk Radio. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Foudaï, bila bila, on va faire ce que
non, non, mauvais tato, marelé, non, non, mauvais tato.
Pitano!
I'm not.
Oh, yeah. Brian Palmer there. Don't play with this song by yourself.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. vivais mieux.